according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I can sum up what Jesus is saying about discipleship, being a disciple of his, very simply in that it is difficult. It's a hard thing to do. To prioritize Jesus is the most important priority in your life, the most important person in your life, to be able to be as selfless and putting all other people's needs ahead of your own. It's hard. It's difficult. And in fact, it's so difficult that a commentator who was reflecting on this particular passage said, following Jesus is a cross we carry. Jesus talked about crosses, and when we think of crosses, we think of things like poor health. We think of, maybe looking for a job or whatever the case is. But trying to accept the responsibility of being a disciple of Jesus is a cross that we bear. And let's be perfectly honest. None of us are going to bear that cross perfectly. None of us are going to be the perfect disciple of Jesus because we're all sinners. There's only one perfect disciple of Jesus, and that was his mother Mary. So what does that mean for us? Well, Jesus did not intend us to do this alone. Jesus intended us to do this together, to walk this journey of life together, to assist one another in reaching our ultimate destiny of heaven. He desired us to be one body of Christ, the church. He desired us to be unified together, to love one another as I have loved you. I think it from the very beginning of our baptism, that reality is put forth to the parents and godparents that bring their child to these fonts. Let me say real quick what it says in the rite of baptism. This community rejoices with you, for today the number of those baptized in Christ will be increased, and we offer you our support in raising your children in the practice of the faith. It is the first teachers of the faith are the child's parents. The godparents assist them in that. But it is this whole community of faith. It is this particular community of faith of Our Lady of Perpetual Help that makes that promise as well. We are all in this together. We are all to assist one another in growing our faith in nurturing our faith, and of course, in imitating our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I just got back from spending a week with our eighth grade class at Walt Disney World. A few weeks before we left, a parishioner came up to me and asked me if I was crazy to go. And I remember when I was their age, you weren't supposed to ask that kind of a question. You're supposed to say instead, are you touched in the head? Well, I think all of us were touched in the head to go into Central Florida at the end of August. A lot of heat, a lot of humidity, and thunderstorms. But let me share with you a couple of stories that happened during our trip. One day I was eating lunch with a small group, and a man came up to me. He had a crucifix hanging around his neck, and he said, "Father, I've been talking to this woman in the table next to me. She's a grandmother. She has her granddaughter here." The granddaughter looked about 7 years old, and he said, "The granddaughter has a malignant brain tumor," and asked if I could go over, talk to them, and bless the child, which of course I did. So after spending a few minutes with them, I returned to my table, and I told the rest of them, the kids and the chaperones that were there, what had just happened. Well, each evening, we ended our day with some form of prayer. The first evening, we offered up prayers of either gratitude or intercession. The second evening, we prayed evening prayer together. And the third evening, we prayed the rosary together. Well, at the conclusion of the praying of the rosary, one of the eighth graders that was with lunch with me earlier that day came up to me and says, "And don't forget to pray for Julia." And I'm thinking to myself, we don't have a Julia on this trip. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me that was the name of that seven-year-old. Not only was she touched by the story, but she also wanted to remind me to pray for this little girl who was dealing with a very serious health concern. Unfortunately, during our trip, one of our eighth graders got sick and had to come home early. And we had to literally beg the rest of the class, don't text her, don't email her. She's upset because she has to leave, and she just needs to rest as her and her father are driving back here to home here in New Albany. But I could see the care and concern of their eyes. They were worried about her, they cared for her, and they wished that she could have been there the whole week. But I saw time and time again the fun they had, the respect they had, and we received compliments as chaperones about how well they acted in public. They made me very proud to be their pastor. I would hazard a guess, not only did their families do well, but also the faith communities have assisted them in growing to be the good Christian disciples that they are. They have a lot of work, as we all do, to continue to grow, but we all promise to support them and to support one another as a faith community. You know, we also heard in the second reading about another community of faith. So St. Paul has been arrested. He is waiting for his audience with the emperor to see what his sentence will be. And so he is languishing in this jail in Rome. And so Philemon decides to send his servant, his slave, to minister to St. Paul while he's in prison. St. Paul is very appreciative of that, but it's time to send Onesimus back to his master, Philemon. Well, in the process, the slave has now been baptized. He has now been baptized into the faith. And St. Paul is now reminding Philemon that he is now your brother in Christ. He has now been freed from the slavery of sin and death. And now I ask a favor of you. Will you free him from his physical slavery so that he can become an equal member of that community of faith? that he can truly be a brother to all the others who have been baptized into Christ Jesus. Here is St. Paul concerned that this man be now treated as a full member of the faith. We don't know what happened. We don't know what Philemon's response was. But we just know of Paul's desire that he become an equal member of that faith community. My dear friends, the same Lord who says it's difficult to be my disciple is the same Lord we will encounter in a few moments on this altar. The same Lord who says we need to make him the priority of our lives is the same one who gave up his life on the cross for us all. The same Lord who knows that we will fail, that we will fall, that we will sin, continues to offer us his divine mercy. That same Lord wants us as a faith community to continue to supporting one another, loving one another, forgiving one another, and assisting one another throughout this life's journey, whose ultimate destination is heaven. That is the Lord that we will greet at the gates of heaven. The one who has now unlocked those gates and thrown those open, desiring that each and every one of us complete life's journey and spend all eternity in heaven. He is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he awaits for us to all together join him for all eternity in heaven.